It is Sports Central on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590. I'm Mike Wilner. The Blue Jays and the Detroit Tigers were rained out tonight, which is why this isn't the Jays talk. They waited around for an hour and 57 minutes, and after that, decided, you know what? It's still drizzling, barely raining, but we're not going to play. The game's been rescheduled for Monday, June the 27th at 7:05 in the p.m., and we will have that game for you, of course, along the entire Blue Jays radio network. Jeff Sammet is coming on at 11 o'clock. Normally, when we're off the air, Sammet goes on, but with the rain out and stuff, I didn't want to have him start at 10 and go all the way to 6 in the morning. That just would not have been fair. 5 in the morning, pardon me, because Brady and Lang in the morning start at 5:30.
So you'd rather put me to work.
That's Ben Ennis. Yeah, I'm putting him to work. And we will have Paul Jones for you at 10:40 to talk about the outcome of the NBA draft lottery in which a four-year-old won for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the Raptors wound up a couple of people past them, so they're fifth. So first, I want to talk to you about the Blue Jays This Week podcast and stuff that we're doing.
Yeah.
But first,
what?
Your thoughts about this this horrible luck for the Raptors.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the horrible luck with the rain in the majors. It's ridiculous.
This is the first time it's affected the Blue Jays, so I really don't care.
Yeah, you don't care.
But I think there have already been more rainouts this season
all
than there's
of last
ever
season.
Been. No, but there's ever been in any season.
Is that right?
In any complete season.
Well.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I thought that's what you wanted
there
to
were
talk about.
Four tonight.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yep. And I'm going to be here till 3 in the morning again because it's raining in Oakland.
Yeah,
because
you're on at 5.
And you know what? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's live.
That's right.
You know what? How stupid is it that this game was rained out in Detroit? I think it was stupid.
I think it was stupid, too. Neither of us were there, but we heard.
I saw the footage.
You can still
look like
see,
it was raining that hard.
You can see the rain falling on the tarp and stuff, and it's better than, you know, and I've mentioned that I was at opening day, the old Yankee Stadium, the last opening day 2 years ago, when the game was supposed to start at 1. It stopped raining at 1:45. They called the game at 3, and there wasn't a drop of rain fell the rest of the day.
Neato.
So, I mean, that's the ridiculosity. Yeah, the fans love that. And it's not like, you know, it's not like they're going to get a doubleheader for their money. They're going to have to come back some Monday night in June.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Mike, it is.
They played in snow April 7, 1977.
Yeah, but they had a Zamboni.
Yeah, I guess. But you know what? I watched the Oakland A's game because I was here watching it to its conclusion. There's no way it was raining harder in Detroit today than it was in Oakland last night.
But I'll tell you this.
What?
It was probably raining harder in Detroit tonight than it was in Oakland when they started the game.
Mm.
And that even adds to the stupidity of it. Because you won't start a game in this tiny little rain, but you'll continue to play in torrential rains just so you can get the game in.
Yeah, I don't get this.
That's
well,
Ben
you know
Ennis,
what?
By the way.
There needs to be, I don't know, a better rule. I don't think the team should have any say into when a game starts because of the weather. Because that's the rule right now is the team decides if the game gets underway. And once it's underway, it's up to the umpires to decide whether it gets washed off.
With
or,
the possible exception of a game like tonight, which was the last game of the season series.
Do we even know what the real rule is?
Well, Alan Ashby said it, so I figure
okay,
he's right.
So he's probably right.
Yeah.
He's right about everything.
It's true.
But yeah, it's stupid. I don't like it one bit.
No, and I don't blame you. I don't blame you. It's,
although this
ridiculous.
Coming from a guy who didn't play his slow pitch game on Sunday because it was drizzling.
Because it was drizzling.
It was really cold, though.
Did they play and you just didn't?
Yeah, oh yeah, I got an email. Hey, so who's going to be out of the game? Not me. Not at all. I had a long day. Worked two jobs Sunday.
The problem.
Game 7.
The thing for me is.
Mm-hmm. What's the thing?
You don't want. I mean, I remember back on Holly Street, so it must have been 2001 or 2.
I remember Holly Street. I didn't work there, but I went.
It was 2002. It was the second game of the season at Boston, mm-hmm. and I had been at Fenway for opening day, which was a beautiful day, and then there was an off day the next day, and I drove home. And I was in the studio for game 2, and it was raining, and they played, and Dustin Hermanson ripped his hamstring in half and wound up missing the rest of the season because he slipped on the mound.
Well,
so that's one thing. And another thing is just not having a grip on the ball.
Yeah,
you know, a hitter could get really hurt badly. Well, and I think that's what changes, that's what moves baseball over like football, soccer, and playing in bad weather.
Did we have that diamond dry like we have now? Did we have it then? Is it more dangerous? Yeah. Is it more dangerous to play a little bit of drizzle like that than it is to play in maybe 0 degree temperatures at the beginning of April in Minnesota?
Well, sure, because if you get hit, you're probably going to be half frozen in suspended animation anyway. It won't affect you.
Yes, yeah. Or the ball could be just a big block of ice and it could knock your arm right off and hits it.
That's true, too.
Yeah, this is the great banter you can get, by the way, on the Blue Jays This Week podcast.
That's
available
what I wanted,
on fan590.com.
That's why I wanted to bring Ben on here.
That's one of like seven references. I'm going to get to it during the segment.
We do a podcast, the Blue Jays This Week, every week. And there used to be a program here on Sportsnet Radio, the Fan 590, called the Blue Jays This Week. And we did it as kind of a bumper into a Sunday Night Baseball. And when they started Sunday Night Baseball, when ESPN started their pregame at 7:40, we had 40 minutes, and then they moved it to 7:35, so we cut it down. Then they moved it to 7:15, and we had a 15-minute show 2 years ago, and then they moved it to 7, and the show disappeared. And Bennis had this great idea, why don't we revive it as a podcast? And we've been doing it every week, and it's a blast.
I love it because, I mean, every week, I mean, I have some idea what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about
but
the
we always wind up somewhere else.
We talk about, I mean, stuff that's, I don't know if it's way off topic, but we talked about the designated hitter last week. This week, we talked about advanced metrics and war and what is it good for? Stop it. Get out of my head. But yeah, we talk
about it's not hard.
Yeah, that's mean. We talk about different stuff every week. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week, but something crazy, I bet.
Yeah, well, something will come up, and it's great to listen to. And evidently, it's gone over rather well, right?
Oh, really well.
We're getting a lot of subscribers to our podcast.
Yeah, I got a little behind-the-scenes look by our man, Jaspreet Mangat.
Love
he was
Jazz.
Showing me all the statistics. They are good,
yeah,
but they could always be better. So keep subscribing. And follow us on Twitter, too. I mean, you always throw out your Twitter.
Yeah, he's at Bennis590, Bennis590. 590. I'm at Wilderness 590, and you should also follow Tom Young.
Yeah,
Tom Young 590.
I was following Tom Young a lot tonight because I was trying to get weather updates, obviously. And he's good. He's really good at that shorthand stuff, which you must love, right? When guys don't write grammatically correct and they shorten words.
Talked to him a few times.
Well, it's
that.
Twitter.
I know.
What do you want him to do?
I managed to fit full sentences into 140 characters.
Yeah, but you
on
also do
basis.
Continuation tweets, right?
With no, your, I've done that don't? Once. Once ever.
I hate that.
I have had a continuation tweet.
Some, I don't know who these people are or how they're doing it. You know what? Paul Jones, you're going to have him on next segment.
Yep.
Ask him how he does this. He just tweets however long he wants, and he has some sort of program that it creates a link so you can see the rest of his tweet.
You can do that on TweetDeck.
Yeah, I don't.
You
I didn't
just
know
click
you could.
The thing that says long
it's kind
update.
Of annoying. Tell him to stop doing that, actually.
Posted 4,064 tweets.
Hey, good for
and
you.
And only one has been continuous.
How many
so there you go.
Are all of those baseball related?
Most, the overwhelming majority, well over 95% of them are baseball.
Yeah, me too.
I don't believe in just tweeting, hey, what's going on with my day?
I had a turkey sandwich
had a shark
today.
Shark sandwich or whatever. Today.
Shark. That, a reference, a Spinal Tap reference.
You really
that,
enjoyed that.
I love that. It made me laugh because, you know, I sort of had to think for a second, like a little beat. I said, shark sandwich, more like blank sandwich.
Oh, you can't say that. Why the face? These are the kinds of things that people, that you hope people will get.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you did.
Like I said, fan590.com.
That's
Blue Jays
right.
This
so
week.
Pick us up. This is the kind of witty byplay that you can get.
It usually involves you in a cell phone. But we try and do it. I think we've done a couple in person.
I think
usually,
we've done
it's,
one
it's
in
you
on the way to pick up the kids from school,
pick
or
up
on the way
kiddies.
To the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
We did one that we stopped in the middle, right? And we had
that
our
was
little
cool
time
too.
Machine.
You
podcast.
Know what? Maybe we should do one where you're actually at the Rogers Center if you can get there early enough, where you're on headset and we can actually. It'll sound like we're in the same room, but I'll be over here and
yeah,
we can
do it down the line. From
yeah,
the,
but
from
I don't
booth,
know if I'm technically savvy enough to do that. But yeah, I mean that was awesome. You were giving me
if
live.
Jason Niven can do it.
Yeah, okay, maybe I can do it then. You were given live updates from batting practice.
Yeah.
Pitchers were taking
bunting
practice. That was awesome. Yeah, I mean. It's, like I said, every week, I have no idea what's going to come out of the Blue Jays This Week podcast, but one thing I know, Michael, is it is awesome each and every week.
Yeah, it is a wash in awesomenity, I think.
I think you
I'm trying
you texted
to get that word
that.
To
awesomenity.
to catch on.
It's a little too difficult to say. I don't think it's going to really take off. No. I mean, maybe you should give that a rest, actually.
No, I think it's a good word.
This is also what's good about the podcast. I give you constructive criticisms.
Yes, like, that's right.
Like, maybe get rid of that.
Yeah.
Awash with awesemnity.
And that's you know, that's... and I'm just literally, oh, my dear Lord, Paul Jones is going to join us in studio.
Nice suit.
Wow.
The pinstripes.
And wearing a suit?
And maybe now we can finally tell him...
We're not on TV,
the tweets,
Paul.
No, Paul, the tweets Jones are too long. They're too long. I don't like clicking on the link. Can't you get it all in one tweet? No, he said he can't.
No. I love Paul Jones. Paul Jones and I go back like 25 years.
Really?
I was a zygote in this industry.
Hey, let's have a round table. Here he comes.
Well, we got a minute. So Jonesy is
here. Is he a defendant tweeting?
Looking sharp. And Bennis has been ripping your lengthy tweets for...
That's golf.
For a long time.
I'd like to hit my golf ball as long as Ben Innes. That's what I'm trying to do with the tweets. Get him as long as Ben.
Right, stop it. You just saw me on my best... round of the year it was last
guy
year.
Plays
He's
where
a
we
good
played
golfer
guy plays where we played the Canadian Open last yeah. year yeah. and
we
I need
playing
a cal-
the back tees.
I need a calculator for my score.
I've broken 120 once.
Yeah. And like
once
Ben, what was that? Oh, I think I was like 81 or 79. I'm like, okay, well, that was my front nine.
85.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah. We do go back, don't we, Wilmer?
We go back a long time, and we have to go in 10 seconds. So at 10:40, we'll have Jonesy on with the pinstripes and the tie. I don't know. And here's me having shaved since the last time the Blue Jays lost a game. So we're going to take the break. And when we come back, it'll be the final segment. Thank you, Bennis.
Hey.
And everybody subscribe
Blue Jays this
to
week.
Our podcast, Blue Jays This Week on fan590.com.